Rice barks out the signals. He's fading back. He's on the 30-yard line. Here's a pass intended, and it is incomplete. It was intended for number 81 for the Panthers, Bob Oleski. It's incomplete. Oleski's come up with some big plays tonight, and he's also been the recipient of some mighty important pass interference calls. Cozy Harris, number 33, into the ballgame. Jimmy Alexander. His coach, Chikadi, wants a fresh flanker in there at all times. Here's a big, big play in this ballgame. Third down, 12 yards to go. We're in the fourth quarter. 7-11 left. Let's hope that's going to be a lucky time for the Panthers to strike here. They're down by 6, 39-33. Here's a big play coming up. Gresham at left end. Alexander has gone flanking to the right side. Abrams and Cozy Harris are in the backfield. Rice is back to pass. He's being rushed. He's caught and he's dropped. Number 78 was in there very quickly, was Bill Dunn, 6 feet 3, 265 pounds. And boy, that was a mighty important play. Dunn, who played his collegiate ball at Notre Dame University. And he's a big boy. 6 feet 3, 265. So a big loss in the plays. Call it a loss of 8. It's 4th and 20. The clock continues to run with 6:42 left. And this is a big play. Rich Gresham, who's come up with some key plays, is at left end. Abrams is over here flanked to the left. Harris and Bell are in the backfield. Rice, here's a pitch out to Alexander. He looks like he wants to pass. He's to the right side. Here's a pass, and it is incomplete, intended for Bob Oleski. We look around. We see no flags on the play. Covering on the play was number 18, Chuck Trapinski. Rice took pitch to Alexander to the right side. He was running. He was being harassed as he tried to throw the ball. He passed it in about the 10-yard line. Oleski could not hang onto the ball, and a fine defensive play on the part of Chuck Trapinski. So, Panthers lose possession of the ball. Rifles will now put the ball into play. First and 10 on the 30-yard line. 6 minutes, 21 seconds remaining. They've got a six-point lead. Let's see what Coach Mike Dow, played his college ball at Lake Forest. Let's see what he does. Is he going to be comfortable with the six-point lead, or is he going to go for more? Warren Nicholas over here to the right, to the left side. Ron Curry to the right side. Backs Covens Cable and Tom Farm. Here's a handoff to Covens Cable, and for one of the few times the night, he was stopped right on his tracks. No gain on the play. Make it second down and 10 yards to go. Well, we've got some beautiful lovelies out here, some cheerleaders from a nearby high school, and also Miss Donna Ryan, Miss Panther of 1965, was out here before the game to give some goodies to some of the kiddies who came out here tonight. We've got a beautiful crowd on a beautiful night for football. It really gets you in the mood for some of the exciting big ball games that will be coming up your way on WLS-FM. Don't forget September 17th. The Gophers of Minnesota will travel to Southern California, and that ball game will be game number one in the WLS Big Ten Game of the Week. And you won't want to miss every single exciting play of every Big Ten ball game brought to you every Saturday on WLS-FM. 94.7 on your FM dial, America's first stereo sports station. Lou Flynn is back in for action. Fumble on the play. Let's see who recovers. And the Panthers have recovered. The Panthers have recovered Lou Flynn's fumble. Number 71, in there was Joe Canzonieri. He was the one that came up with the ball. A big play as Flynn started back before he had possession of the ball, and the Panthers will take over. Another big break for the Panthers. First and 10, let's call it the 29-yard line. Harvey, I think things may be turning our way.
Well, time is running out. The Panthers will have to strike now with only 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in the ballgame.
All right, Ken Ellis, the center, leads his team out of the huddle. Gresham to the left side. Cozy Harris to the right side. Abrams and Alexander, the running backs behind quarterback Rice. Lee is back. He's about 5 yards. Fakes once. Fakes twice. Here's a pass intended for, and it is complete. Incomplete. Check it. He couldn't hang on to it. He had the ball, but he could not hang on to it. It's George Abrams, 6'1", 189 pounds. Was in the end zone. He had the ball, fell out of his hands, and it's incomplete. So it'll be second down, 10 yards to go.
Fine play by quarterback Lee Rice as he faked beautifully to get Abrams loose, but Abrams just couldn't hang on to that football.
There was a flag on the play, illegal procedure against the Panthers. It was declined by the Rifles. They'd rather have the down. So it is now second down, 10 yards to go. Panthers down by 6. 39-33. We've got 4:45 left in the ball game. Ed Connaughton is now in when they recovered Lou Flynn's fumble on the 29-yard line. It's been a brisk ball game. Brisk weather and a brisk ball game and a great night for football. Gresham, left end. Connaughton is in the backfield once again. Rice with the signals, loud and clear. Here's a little quick pass over the line intended on the play for number 81, Bob Olekski. Olekski, it was incomplete. Rice took about three steps back, flipped it over the center, but it was incomplete to Olekski. And it is now fourth down, fourth and 10. Chick Chikadi and defensive coach William Guckenheimer talking it over on the sideline. Chick is shaking his head. He's got his back to the field right now. All right, this is a big play. Could be the biggest play of the ball game. 4:39 left. Fourth down, 10 yards to go. Gresham to the left side. Rice with a long count on fourth down. He's back. He's going to run with the ball up the center. He's going to go to the 20, and he carries the ball to about the 18-yard line. That is very close to a first down. It is a first down. First down for the Panthers. Eric Appelgren, number 24, made the stop. And boy, that was a big key play. As Rice went back, didn't see anybody open, so he decided to run the ball, ran straight up the field. And it's now first and 10 for the Panthers. Spot the ball on the 18-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go. 4 minutes exactly left to play in the ball game. Jimmy Alexander flanks to the right side. Gresham in tight at left end. Chester Bell and Cozy Harris, the running backs behind quarterback Lee Rice. Long count again by the Panther quarterback. Here's a fake, and he is going to be caught. Maybe got to the line of scrimmage. The ball was handed off to number 33, Cozy Harris, and number 11, Lee Rice, kind of slow in getting up. And we may get a quarterback change. This is number 14, last year's number one quarterback, Joe Gale, coming to the ball game. And Lee Rice, for the first time tonight, is coming out of the ball game. And listen to the hand he's getting, a very nice hand. And Joe Gale, 5'10", 190 pounds, 28 years old. He's a gym teacher at Tulsa Elementary School in Chicago. Alexander goes to the left side. So does Bob Olekski. Joe Gale, the new quarterback. He's a passer. He's fading back to pass at the moment. He's to the right side. He's running. He's throwing on the run, and it is incomplete. Number 81, Bob Olekski was trying to win an Oscar with a beautiful acting job out there, but the referee would not buy it, so Gale comes out after throwing one pass. Number 84, Armour Burton, goes into the ball game for the Panthers. Armour, 5 feet 11, 170 pounds. And number 81, Bob Olekski, coming outside, coming out of the ball game. Maybe Chick wants to give him a few acting techniques. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to talk something over with him, as he is with Ed Connaughton. They're both kneeling. All three of them are kneeling over here on the sideline. Rice is back in at quarterback. Gresham to the left side. Alexander to the right side. 22, Alexander. 30, Chester Bell in the backfield. Rice is back, looks to the left side. He's going to be caught. Fumble on the play, and the Rifles have recovered. As he was running, it looked as though he was looking for someone to pitch out to. He was hit on the play. I believe it was number 35, Bob Kipp, who hit him real hard. The ball was jarred loose from Lee, and it was recovered. So, another break. Well, I guess we got it on a break, and they get it back on a break. As Rice fumbles, and the Rifles will put the ball in play. First and 10 on the 21-yard line.